It seems Nauru's government will be asking for something in return for allowing Australia to process asylum seekers on their land and within reach of their legal system. The ABC has revealed a visa for asylum seekers coming from Australia will cost 30 times the visa normally awarded to refugees. Rebecca Eisen has this report.
The new Australian regional processing visa for Nauru will cost $3,000 for 3 months. That's compared to the $100 required to enter the small island nation on a special purpose visa. With the government indicating asylum seekers can expect lengthy stays on the island as part of their no advantage test, politicians from either side of politics are wondering what type of blow offshore processing will have to the taxpayers' pocket. Furthermore, the Greens blame the no advantage test directly for Nauru's visa hike, saying the Nauru government doesn't want to hold people indefinitely. Speaking at a financial industry breakfast in Sydney, Shadow Treasurer Joe Hockey made a statement that the Commonwealth were the custodians of the asylum seekers and would foot the bill. He said, "They're entitled to charge what they want. It doesn't surprise me given that it looks like there's going to be more people going on boats to Nauru than there has been Japanese visitors to Australia." Marianne Dickey is the sub-dean of the ANU's Migration Law Program. She's only able to speculate on what caused Nauru to take this action, but says there are likely to be multiple reasons at play.
Well, it could be linked to potential appeals and costs that will be imposed on Nauru by an agreement between Nauru and Australia that asylum seekers are protest totally under Nauruan law, and that includes the appeals system. The Nauruan government signalled last week that they'd be looking to Australia to fund those costs for the appeals going through the court system, and this might be a way of recovering costs. Or the other reason they've put it in might be Tony Abbott's announcement that he expects people to stay there for 5 years, and so Nauru might have woken up to the fact that once again they'll be used as a dumping ground like they were last time, and they'll have a lot of disaffected people sitting there for a lengthy period of time that they have to sort of look after.
Shadow Immigration Minister Scott Morrison spoke to Ellen Jones on radio station 2GB on the day of the announcement. He did not comment on the visa hike directly, but did talk about the asylum seeker blowout detailed in the mid-year economic and fiscal outlook. Costs to do with processing of asylum seekers have blown out $1.2 billion this financial year, and the government is still yet to release how much the regional processing plant in Nauru will cost. Mr. Morrison believes government is hiding costs from the taxpayer.
The government hasn't said what the increase in the refugee and humanitarian intake will cost. When Chris Bowen announced it some months ago, he said it would cost $1.3 billion. That's more than $50,000 per place for the 25,000 extra he said he's going to take. Now, we also learn in this budget update that they're going to take 16,000 extra of family members of people who come by boat as well.
But according to Ms. Dickey, when it comes to asylum seekers, Australians prefer offshore processing no matter the cost.
It's always been costly. This policy's always been costly, and the cost has never seemed to influence public opinion, and that's an interesting aspect of the whole refugee situation. People don't look to the cost of keeping refugees away as a disincentive for voting that way or wanting that policy. They're more interested in the costs of keeping refugees here, even if it's lower. They seem to be more opposed to that.
Immigration Minister Chris Bowen was unreachable because he was returning from a trip to Lebanon, where he met with that country's president and visited refugee camps. Instead, his department was keen to draw attention to the fruits of the Lebanon trip, announcing where the 20,000 people, part of the humanitarian refugee intake, are likely to come from.